from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Andre Turner, age 32 at the time of this interview.
I was born and raised in Garfield, Kincaid Street. I come from a household with a mother and a father. I have five siblings. My dad was always around. He worked 30 years in construction as a laborer for a Golden Triangle. My mother was a supervisor in dietary at West Bend Hospital. So pretty well-rounded family atmosphere, particularly in terms of a household setting. But the most important person to me probably would be my mother. Although I came from a two-parent household, my mother was very strong in her beliefs and her approach towards raising us to be young, responsible, smart individuals. She played a major role in just making sure that we chased our education, obtained a proper education. I graduated from Mansfield University with a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. I work at Schumann Juvenile Detention Center. I'm a wing supervisor there. I've been there for 11 years. I have a five-year-old daughter named Brooklyn and a three-year-old son named Andre. Having kids was a different experience. It becomes a selfless job. In a sense, it's no longer about you. It changes you. It matures you quick. You got to roll with the punches. Community shaped me in a lot of ways. It taught me a lot of responsibility at a young age. Growing up in what you can consider the gang era, it taught me how to stand up for myself, but also stand up for the things that we believe in terms of right and wrong. Being responsible enough to know the difference. Being a part of the Garfield Gator organization kept me out of trouble, kept me out of the streets. I just wanted to continue that path with coaching and also seeing all of you young guys be productive, positive young men. Our community is headed in the right direction with change. We just have to make sure that young men who live in our community continue the job. We have younger kids looking up to us. We just have to make sure that we continue to be positive and make sure that our community continues to go in a positive direction. It's tough being a minority young man, especially in inner city. It's important that we stay grounded, we stay respectful, and we keep ourselves busy. It's easy to get caught up in the streets or doing things that aren't particularly the right way. Things like Major League Football, basketball, baseball, any type of groups or activities that you can be in, particularly our Garfield Gator situation, I think it's a positive to make sure that we stay on the right path. The Garfield Gator organization kept us off the streets, kept us out of trouble. Playing football, being with these coaches and staff 5 and 6 months out of the year, and then even continually through the summer, through working out and just mentoring us, kept us moving in the right direction. I had a lot of male role models, responsible male figures in my life. They laid the blueprint for me. I just had to follow it. I seen older men in my life have children, get married, buy homes, be successful in their communities by standing tall in them. And I just followed that blueprint. Bob Jones and Garth Taylor, a few of my big brothers, Sean Miles, Deion Turner. Those four individuals, not to forget my dad too, he was a hardworking man and taught me a lot of things in terms of just staying positive and always having a job. You know, his biggest thing was, you know, you always have a job, you always be able to support yourself. Those individuals, they pushed me and they made sure that I stayed on that right path. I had a lot of obstacles in life, death, misfortune, ups and downs financially. Even as a high schooler, you know, my grades weren't all that good, which resulted in me getting a scholarship from a smaller school. I didn't take my grades as seriously as I should have, but they were able to be caught enough time to change some things around maybe my junior or senior year of high school. It's easy to fall off track. It's easy to get sidetracked. You just got to stay positive, stay on the path. As a young kid, I wanted to go to the NFL. In that process, I had these other dreams of being a veterinarian, actually own and operate my own pit bull kennel, American Bully kennel. Between going to the NFL and being a veterinarian, that was two of my main goals in life. I say the best day of my life would be split in two. One of my best days in life was getting a football scholarship to Mansfield University right out of high school. And the second half of that was becoming a father. Stay positive, stay focused. You're running the roadblocks in life. That's just a part of growing up. That's just a part of being a young man. You just got to keep your eye on the goal, you know, keep your eye on the prize and keep pushing. You know, life happens at an extremely fast pace and you just got to keep it moving, keep it pushing. Hard work is important in the overall maturation process in terms of who you want to become as a young adult. You got to work hard to do anything. You know, to be a good computer guy, you got to work hard at being the best computer guy you can be. If you want to play ball, you got to work out and try to be the best football guy you could be. You know, in relation to hard work, it's just important that you don't shy away from hard work, because nothing worth having is easy. You know, you got to work for it.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Jaron King, Nakai Hill Green, and Zion McCaskill. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.